Welcome back to Zeros. I'm Tyler Neville, sitting down with Dan David of Wolfpack Research. We're sitting down for a little flash update on China specifically, because we had some news there recently. We're going to start off with the DD listing. Dan, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that both China, the regulatory agency, their new cyber agency, and DD probably should have known prior to 3 days after their IPO that this was going to be a huge problem. And American investors, once again, get screwed. I mean, if I'm jumping in right after that IPO thinking, you know, stocks only go up, I'm saying, what the hell? But, you know, China is taking data leaving their country very seriously, as we always should have. Now, getting data from us and our companies, they take that seriously too, except they want it rather than protecting it. So it's that double standard that continues to get played here. And I don't think this administration, the last, or any of them have really done anything about it.
And meanwhile, in Hong Kong, as China gains a greater foothold over there, they now have laws where they can actually extract U.S. data from Hong Kong, from our corporations there, which Biden recently, you know, today came out and said that warning U.S. companies that this is a major issue. And the American Chamber of Commerce has more than 1,200 members there, and 282 U.S. companies are based there. So it's kind of, this is kind of like heating up to be a little Cold War, would you say?
Kind of, you know, and if you're saying China has a greater foothold in Hong Kong, if by greater foothold, you mean they own it completely now, including their financial system, yeah, they have complete control over it at this point. So they're going to get any data out of Hong Kong, which is why they probably wouldn't have cared if DD would have listed in Hong Kong, right? Because they could control that. It's the listings that come here to the United States and why ByteDance was put on hold. Can you imagine, you know, us having any of the data going through TikTok and ByteDance? They're not going to allow that to happen. That's probably going to get switched to a Hong Kong listing, or there's going to be some really strict rules on what can come out. I mean, you even have Ashton Kutcher, who, you know, as people may think he's just some Hollywood airhead, he's actually quite a savvy private equity investor, one of the first Uber investors, coming out and saying that, you know, TikTok could be a problem for information warfare when it comes to our youth. That's coming from somebody like him. Yeah. I think he's right.
Yeah, he was one of the first investors in Twitter too, right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, the guy's done pretty well for himself investing. And, you know, where it relates to TikTok, I mean, you think about the analogy he used, you know, something kinetic starts in the South China Sea. And rather than us getting patriotic and behind what's happening for our own causes, you know, our youth and people through TikTok start to get, you know, contradictory messages, that's all going to be coming from China. And, you know, China would never even allow the beginning of that to happen, as we can see here. I mean, even with a ride-hailing company, they take it seriously.
Yeah,
you can just imagine something else that could be information warfare in mainland China. They're never going to allow something like that to happen.
So, speaking of which, what happens to all these Chinese companies that previously listed in the U.S. now that China is kind of bringing them back to probably Hong Kong, correct?
Right. You know, and then I think at some point Hong Kong really gets moved over to Shenzhen, which is really just across, you know, the pond there. And they would prefer Hong Kong just become this jungle again, and they don't have to worry about any other bullshit anymore. That's the 10-15 year plan for Hong Kong. But yeah, probably relisting the good ones, they'll leave us the crap. I mean, that's the way that goes.
So it makes it better for activist shorting for the Chinese listed U.S.
No, unfortunately, it kind of does. You know, it's going to be slim pickings for good companies. But you saw Alibaba took that foothold in Hong Kong a couple of years ago. So it's a pretty easy transition for them, and you're going to see more dual listings like that. And some of this is really on an even greater macro stage, right? If there is this crackdown invasion, if you want to call it, of Taiwan, you know, they know that that's going to have a severe effect on their foreign listed companies, especially here in the United States. And getting some of their bigger, better ones back before that happens probably is a part of their greater plan.
Yeah, it seems like they're just centralizing power more and more. You know, this seems like an odd tangent, but you know, the Bitcoin mining ban and cryptocurrency ban, in my view, seems like they're trying to close their capital account and kind of just keep, you know, their intellectual IP kind of internal. Do you have any thoughts on that specifically?
That's always been their plan. I mean, the thought that China was ever going to allow a currency that they couldn't control to be a mainstay in their country was, you know, farcical. They're not going to allow that. They're going to have the digital yuan. They'll pioneer that. The idea that they're going to have this kind of currency they weren't in control of that could devalue or value, increase in value their own yuan, was never going to happen. So those who were investing in that, you know, didn't see that risk. And, you know, they continue to really run our administration through companies that are beholden to them as a supplier, a customer, what have you. These things that happen, it's the Putin-Xi 1-2 punch, right? We're concentrated on these cyber attacks from this, you know, economy that has $1.7 trillion in GDP and is really nothing as far as a financial powerhouse, but they keep us distracted. And then China pulls the 1-2 punch on Didi, ByteDance, as well as, you know, other IPOs. Those are getting frozen and chilled for the foreseeable future. And, you know, they say two different things about this. There are two mindsets, right, where there's lawlessness and insider trading and market manipulation that they're cracking down on. But at the same time, they're also saying that there are real data concerns about data coming out of China. So I'm believing the latter. And I think this is, they're working in cooperation with other adversarial countries.
Mm-hmm. And so Biden actually is now heating up pressure against them. You know, this warning against Hong Kong and doing business there, along with he's going to start penalizing supply chains that come out of Xinjiang and basically just following, you know, they did the anti-corruption or anti-sanction act, and now Biden comes back with this. Is this just going to lead to just bigger and bigger conflicts? And at what point does this actually spark some risk off in the markets?
Well, nobody ever knows when the market's going to turn. I mean, I remember 6-7 years ago, somebody would utter the word Greece or Greek debt, and, you know, not even the size of Texas, and the markets would sell off like crazy. You don't know why.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you could say that World War III is starting and the market would probably go up. But when it does, it's going to be pretty catastrophic. Especially since it's the only place to put your money now, right? I mean, you're not putting it in the bank, you're not putting it, unless you're putting it in your business. And many of those people lost their business last year. And some of those, unfortunately, have started investing in SPACs and other things. It's just this vicious circle. So who knows when that's going to start? I know that China has a methodical, logical plan for them and for us. And they're going to continue to matriculate the ball down the field as we argue and we patch holes and we come up with watered down legislation. You're saying Biden's getting tough. Okay, if you say so. I don't know that this is tough because, you know, Hong Kong should have lost its special status. It's no longer this special autonomous region or semi-autonomous region. So why they haven't completely lost their special status is beyond me, but they should have.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be an ongoing thing, I feel like, that's not going to leave for the next year or probably longer than that. So, Dan, thanks for your thoughts, and we'll continue to check in on this theme as we go. Appreciate it.
Happy investing. Good luck
Yep.
to y'all.